Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. The Capitol Jazzmen from 1944, playing for the Capitol label back then. They brought us Sugar, written by Maceo Pinkard and Sidney Mitchell, who was in the band, but Shorty Sherrock on trumpet, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Les Robinson alto sax, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Pete Johnson on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, Hank Wayland on bass, and Nick Fatool on the drums. And yes, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we've got a nice lineup for you today of singers and musicians, big bands, small groups. I think we go back to the mid-1930s, and we come forward to the late 1950s. So a bit of a tour of the music from this era. We cover music from the 20s through to the early 60s, and I often call it the golden age of popular song and jazz, and, well, there's still a golden age around, but this one I'm particularly fond of, and it's great fun to share it with you every Sunday morning. Well, we're going to go now to 1952, to a young lady who was very popular at the time, a very pleasant voice and a lovely jazz style from Tony Arden. She was graced the recording studios and the airwaves from the 40s and the 50s. And as I said, we'll hear her from 1952 with a song that I don't believe I've heard before. So it's a first. It's written by a songwriting team of Wayne and Jay. It's called Tell Me Your Tale, Nightingale. And Tony is accompanied by the orchestra led by Percy Faith. And after Tony, we will hear from another group, again from 1944, and this is a recording that they made for the Keynote label, an independent label that flourished in the mid-1940s, and most of the big jazz names passed through its doors and recorded some wonderful jazz. Well, we'll hear from a group led by Rex Stewart, who is a trumpet and cornet player. He's playing the cornet this morning. Lawrence Brown on trombone, Tab Smith on alto sax, and we'll hear Harry Carney on baritone sax. Johnny Guarnieri, always a welcome visitor, on piano. Brick Fliegel on guitar. He also wrote and arranged their recording, or the tune that they recorded. Sid Weiss on bass, and Cozy Cole, another very frequent visitor, on drums. Well, as I said, the song was written by Brick Fliegel, the guitarist, and it's called I'm True to You. And then we'll go back to our voices, to a very lovely, rich voice. Started out in the late 1940s, and that's Vic Damone. And he had a career that went on for decades. And one of the loveliest of all the crooners, and there were lots of wonderful crooners. And Vic will bring us this morning a number written by Ralph Erwin and Fritz Rutter called I Kiss Your Hand, Madame. And Vic recorded that in 1958. And we'll hear now from Tony Arden and Percy Faith, Tell Your Tale, Nightingale.
Your heart this way. Did your love, like my love, go astray? Tell your tale, nightingale, sighing to the lonely night. Is your like my torch burning bright. Sing of love that went too soon. Sing of dreams beneath the moon. Sing of joy that we once knew.
as I kiss your hand, madame, your dainty fingertips, and while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right, madame, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with a night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true. I kiss your hand, madame, your dainty fingertips, and while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any madame, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with a night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And we are with you on I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. As I mentioned, every Sunday we bring you music from days gone by. This morning's no exception, and we do have some lovely singers for you this morning. We just heard from one of them, Vic Damone. Always a favorite on the show. It's got that lovely, rich voice, and it has this combination of power and tenderness. It's quite irresistible. He brought us a song he recorded in 1958, I Kiss Your Hand, Madame. Before that, a fun number from Rex Stewart and his Big Eight, written by guitarist Brick Fliegel, who also appeared on the recording. It was called I'm True to You, 1944. Rex, of course, providing the cornet on that one, and we had some fine sax works from Tab Smith and Harry Carney, and of course Johnny Guarnieri on piano, always fun to listen to. A great range Johnny had, could play any kind of style, and some spirited drumming, of course, from Cozy Cole. And we started out with the delightful voice of Tony Arden. She was accompanied by the orchestra led by Percy Faith, and they brought us a song called Tell Your Tale, Nightingale. Well, we're going to go back to 1937 for our next number, and to a young lady who was starting out just around this time and singing with one of the best orchestras around, I'd have to say, of all time. It really was a particularly fine orchestra, and it was led by drummer Chick Webb, and the lady, of course, is Ella Fitzgerald. We'll hear them, as I said, from 1937, and they're going to bring us a song called Love Is the Thing, So They Say. And then we'll go back a couple of years to 1935 to the orchestra led by Ray Noble. Now, Ray, of course, started out in his native United Kingdom, and around about the mid-1930s, he moved over to the U.S., where he got together with a trombone player, Glenn Miller, isn't that a name to conjure with? And they set up a new orchestra between them, and it became known as Ray Noble and his American Orchestra. Well, one of the singers who had worked with Ray Noble in Britain and came with him to the U.S., and that was Al Boley. Al stayed for 2 or 3 years, and he eventually went back to Britain. But Ray stayed on and made his career home in the U.S. Well, they're going to bring us a really fun number, Irving Berlin's Top Hat, White Tie and Tails. And we'll hear the lyrics brought to us by Al Boley, along with the vocal group, The Freshmen. And then we'll go to 1950 to a very fine orchestra led by clarinetist and alto sax player Woody Herman. And Woody had a number of wonderful orchestras, very, very well respected throughout his career from the 30s, well, for decades. We're going to hear him from 1950 with a beautiful number written by Hokey Carmichael and Ned Washington called The Nearness of You. And we'll go now to Chick Webb with a young Ella Fitzgerald. Love is the thing, so they say.
Love is the thing, so they say, makes you laugh and sing, so they say. Still, how can I help but disagree, when love made a fool out of me? Kisses are sweet, so they say, a delightful treat, so they say. But here am I left in agony, a kiss made a fool out of me. I am not to blame for feeling this way, to me love has been so unfair. How would you feel if your love went astray, when you were just beginning to care? But I'll string along, those skies are gray, hoping that love will find a way, and maybe my heart will sing someday, 'cause love is a thing, so they say. Astray when you were just beginning to care, but I'll string along, those skies are gray, hoping that love will find a way, and maybe my heart will sing someday, 'cause love is a thing, so they say, 'cause love is a thing, so they say.
Oh, my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing up my tail. Oh, I'm dirtin' in my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, into an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas.
Oh, you're just a smoothie.
I'll be there, putting on my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
We ain't got no top hat, ain't got no white tie to tie. We ain't got no tails, why shouldn't we be dotting up our shirt fronts, putting in our shirt studs, like that guy from where?
Look out, fellas, here he comes.
I'm stepping out, my dear, into an atmosphere that positively reeks with class.
Well, I say my word.
And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas.
Stofinner!
We'll be there. We're gonna get our top hat. We're gonna get our white tie to tie. What's more, we'll be dancing round in our tails.
went back to 1950 to hear from Woody Herman and his orchestra. The Nearness of You, that lovely Hoagy Carmichael melody. Before that, we heard Ray Noble and his American Orchestra from 1935 with the Irving Berlin number, Top Hat, White Tie and Tails. And I should mention that when Ray left the UK to go to the US in, I believe it was the previous year in 1934, for some reason, he wasn't able to take his orchestra with him, but he did manage, of course, as we've just heard, to take his singer, Al Boley, and also the drummer in the orchestra, Bill Harty. And they performed with Ray and his American orchestra, I believe, until about 1937-38. So we heard them from 1935 with that lovely Berlin number. And we started out with Chick Webb and a young Ella Fitzgerald, and what a sweet voice she had starting out. And of course, you can tell it's going to develop into something pretty magnificent, and it certainly did. They joined us from 1937 with a song called Love is the Thing, So They Say. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning I'm bringing you some sounds from the old days. We're going to carry on now, and we're going to go back to 1938 to a pianist who had been around for quite a while. And he's always fun to listen to. It sometimes makes us forget just how amazing a pianist he was. He was one of the original stride pianists, and that, of course, is Fats Waller. But what a range he had, too. He could do the lively, he could do the sweet, and he often played on his own. I played the organ, too. We're going to hear him with his group, one of the groups he played with, and it's called Fats Waller and His Rhythm. They're going to bring us a number written by Harry Warren with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. That's a fine songwriting team, called Something Tells Me. And after Fats, we'll hear from another small group, this time one located in the UK. We'll hear them from 1944, and it was led by guitarist Vic Lewis. They're going to bring us a number called That's a Plenty, which was written by Lou Polak and Ray Gilbert. Joining Vic in the studio is Billy Riggett on trombone, Ronnie Chamberlain on saxophone, also Derek Hawkins on clarinet, Dick Katz, piano, Vic on guitar, Charlie Short on bass, and we'll hear drummer Jack Parnell. Then back to the US to 1933, to a trumpeter who had been going for some time and was making all kinds of recordings for the Brunswick and Vocalion labels. We'll hear one of those this morning. The trumpeter is Bunny Berrigan. He's joined by the Dorsey brothers, Tommy Dorsey and Jimmy Dorsey. Also guitarist Dick McDonough and a bass of Arnie Bernstein. And the drums by Stan King. They're going to bring us a song called You'll Never Get to Heaven That Way. I couldn't find out who wrote it, unfortunately. But the lyrics are brought to us by a well-known singer of the day, Connie Boswell. And we'll start with the great one, the one and only Fats Waller, Something Tells Me.
Sent from above. uncertain. They set the stage and opened the curtain. Something tells me my waiting is through. I hope something is telling you too. Something whispers that we'll never part. Baby, that something tells me it's my heart.
That you're with me, you keep on flirting and do it openly. never get out to heaven that way. We make a date and just as sure as fate. You keep me waiting, oh, you think it's great. It's aggravating, and I'm here to stay. You'll never get up to heaven that way. If it makes you happy, dear, to keep me feeling blue, go ahead and have your fun. But I'd like to make it clear that everything you do can be done by more than one. The more I miss you, the more you stay away. I only kiss you on every holiday. I kinda wish you would stop this kinda play. You'll never get to heaven that way. Now I know for certain each time that you're with me, you keep on flirting, do it openly. Now I don't mind your flirting, but honey, can't you see, you'll never get to heaven that way. We make a date just as sure as fate. You keep me waiting, oh, you think it's great. It's so aggravating, and I am here to say, you'll never get to heaven that way. If it makes you happy to keep me feeling blue, go ahead and have your fun. But I'd like to make it clear that everything you do can be done by more than one. The more I miss you, the more you stay away. I only kiss you every holiday. I kinda wish you would stop this kind of play. You'll never get to heaven that way. Oh, listen, honey, you'll never get to heaven that way.
We just heard from Connie Boswell, Bunny Berrigan and Friends with You'll Never Get to Heaven That Way from 1933. Before that, we went to Britain and listened to Vic Lewis and the Jack Parnell Jazzmen with That's a Plenty. They recorded that in 1944. And we started out with, as I said, the one and only Fats Waller and his rhythm, Something Tells Me, from 1938. And that was written by Harry Warren with words by Johnny Mercer.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And we are with you on I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, as I mentioned, the Dorsey brothers were in the studio for our last recording, the one with Bunny Berrigan and Connie Boswell, and I thought we'd carry on and hear one more track from them. And this is 2 years later in 1935. At this point, they've pretty well formalized for a while. The orchestra is called the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Unfortunately, it split up that year. The two brothers went their separate ways and had great success with their own orchestras. We'll hear them when they're together, and they're going to bring us a fabulous jazz standard written by King Oliver and Louis Armstrong called Dippermouth Blues. And then forward 23 years, 1958. To a very fine trumpeter, Charlie Shavers. He's joining us with a small group, including Herbie Green on trombone, Saul Jaged on clarinet, Sam Taylor on tenor sax, Buddy Weed. Now, he's a very fine pianist, and I don't have a lot of recordings featuring him, so he's always very welcome to join us. Barry Galbraith on guitar, Bob Haggart on bass, Cozy Cole on drums. The song they're going to bring us was arranged by Larry Clinton and featured on An album that Charlie made with Irby Green and friends called We Dig Coal. And yes, it was written by Cole Porter. And it is It's Da Lovely. And that'll be Charlie Shavers and Irby Green. And we'll start with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Here they are with Dippermouth Blues.
Thank you.
Charlie Shavers with Irby Green and the Cole Porter classic It's the Lovely. They recorded that in 1959. And we started out with a very lively version of a very lively song, Dipper Mouth Blues, from the Dorsey Brothers from 1935. Well, you've been listening to classic jazz and popular music from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Here on I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today. My name is Stephanie Robinson. I hope you enjoyed our selection today. Do please stay with us. Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of great jazz coming up for you this afternoon. We've got one more number for you this morning, and it's from the great orchestra led by Erskine Hawkins. They recorded this in 1945. It was written by Bobby Smith, and it's called Tipping In.